Ah, the dreaded New Year's resolutions. We seem to set them every year, and every year we seem to find ourselves back at the same place setting the same resolutions. And that happens because, unfortunately, most of us don't succeed. So what does it take to succeed at setting and keeping a resolution? There's some simple steps that you can take to make sure that you do this the right way. And it all starts with the gut check. You have to ask yourself before you ever set that resolution, is this something I truly want to change? If the answer is yes, you can move forward. If the answer is no, it's not time to make a change, at least in that particular activity. And for most of us, there are three or four or five different things that we can change. So pick an activity that you really want to change. From there, it comes down to the mechanics of setting the resolution. Simple things to keep in mind. Make that resolution very specific. So it's not about getting healthy, it's about changing your diet to eat more fruits and vegetables. It's not about exercising, it's about going to the gym 3 days a week for 60 minutes at a time. The more specific, the more likely you are to succeed. It's also important to make your resolutions reachable. If you set the resolution at something that's too hard and you fail, then failure will breed failure. It's better to be successful and move on. Now, how do you stick with the resolution? There's some simple things to keep in mind. As you're going along with this new change, it's important to monitor your actions. Keep track of the days that you go to the gym, or the foods that you eat, or the money that you save. Write it down in your day planner or record it somewhere. The more you monitor, the more likely you are to succeed. Also, arrange your world for success. Make small changes in your world that increase the chances of being successful. So if you want to go to the gym in the morning, make sure your clothes are laid out the night before, your alarm is set, and you've got adequate time to get ready. If you don't want to eat junk food, make sure you have healthy snacks around you. Small changes will go a long way. You also need to recruit support. Having people support you is very important and will make you successful. But sometimes we don't have the support we want. So going out and asking family, friends, social media for those connections to keep you accountable and to give you encouragement will help you be successful. Finally, you have to reward yourself. It's a treat a week. How are you going to give yourself the motivation to get through the week? Set a specific reward for sticking with it for a week, and that will get you moving from week to week. The last piece, and what happens to everybody, is the three-day rule. We're all going to fail at one point. We're going to slip. But if you agree to set the three-day rule whereby after 3 days of not doing your activity, you sit down, you write down the reasons why you haven't done it, whether it's you don't feel like it, something came up, you're sick, whatever it is, you write down the reasons, and then you pick an exact date to get back started with your New Year's resolution. If you apply the three-day rule, then you will never stray more than a few days before getting back on track. And that's it. It's setting the New Year's resolutions right. It's setting resolutions that are consistent with your true feelings. And it's using some simple techniques to make sure that you're successful in the resolution that you set.